I am Isabel. People stared at her. She was spotted. By Lavanya Yena. It all started in second grade, about 8.5 years ago, when I realized that some white dots had appeared under my arm. At that time, I really didn't think that those pigment dots would change my life. But it did. Like I just told you, I got this skin disease called vitiligo in second grade when I was 8 years old. It's a skin disease that causes pigment spots all over my body. It's white pigmentations all over me and my body, and I can't do anything about it. In second grade, I had like 3 spots, and I didn't think about it that much, but then it spread. It spread to my neck, then my stomach, and then down to my knees. It all went very fast, and it really didn't matter that I had vitiligo. I started visiting different doctors. The first doctor I met was a dermatologist. It was a male, and he worked at Skin Doc. I don't remember his name, but I do remember that he was pretty old. I went to Skin Doc with my mom, and I remember being nervous. I think I was nervous because of everything that was going on. And with everything, I mean visiting doctors, listening to what they have to say, and also finding out why I have white dots all over my body. I don't think that I really understood what was going on. Well, anyway, I started visiting the hospital every 2 weeks and took sun baths in the solarium. I really don't know why I did this, but I guess that it was supposed to make my vitiligo go away. The hardest part about having vitiligo isn't the parts where I meet doctors and so on. It's the summer. It's when my skin gets tan and the contrast in my skin gets so much clearer. And I guess that this was the very first time that I really realized that I was different. I couldn't go to a beach or anywhere at all for that matter without having eyes on me. And I really don't understand why and how you can stare at a girl because she looks different. I didn't choose to look like this, and nobody has the right to make it so clear that I'm different by staring at me with a judgmental look. That's just wrong. But I have learned so much out of this. For an example, I've learned how to handle the fact that people stare and that they're not going to stop. I've also learned how to not compare myself with other girls. But the most important thing that I've learned is that I'm beautiful the way that I look. I'm not one in the crowd, and I love it. I'm so proud over myself, and that my self-esteem has improved so much.